Okay, today we're continuing the Tanya. We're on Perek Mem Dalid. We're on page Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, left-hand side of the page. And we spent time yesterday describing the Nachas Ruach that Hashem gets from His children, trying to make Him happy. And we also mentioned that even though we know what we're supposed to be feeling, and we're doing what we can to feel that way, but we really aren't feeling that way. We want to feel that way. We want to feel this love that we're giving Him pleasure. We understand that it exists, and it's happening because of what we're doing, but we just may not be feeling the love itself. So we said for that, Hashem, He connects the good thoughts to the deed, and the deed is as if you had loved Hashem, as it were. And we were able to do that by thinking about it because you understand what the Nachas Ruach of Hashem is for that. But then we also mentioned there were two types of love, if you recall. The love that the child is doing the will of the parent, making them happy. And then there's that other love of being connected totally to the object of your love. And that's what he comes back to on top of Tov, Reish, Lamed, Alf. And also the aspect of my soul is yearning for you. As we mentioned before, it's very easy, it's close to do. You can remove it from the hiddenness to the revealed. By training yourself consistently with your mouth and your heart together with that, says the commentary. Kishem Shiba'ava Kibara de Ishtadel. Just like we explained before, that the love with a son who is making efforts to make the parent happy, Hadavar Karav Ma'od Lahotzia Lagilu, it's very easy to bring it out into the revealed, Al Yadei Bepicha Bilvavcha, through your mouth and through your heart. Kahu Gamba'ava Shal Nafshi Visich. So it is with your soul. My soul is longing for you. You should speak about it and think about it, that it is your life. Remember that was when he mentioned first of the two loves. In other words, to know that Hashem is your life and doing mitzvahs is life. It's like you're injecting yourself with life, and who doesn't love life? So again, it's hard. You know, we're doing a mitzvah now of learning Torah. Do we really feel we're injecting love into our life into ourselves? Do you sense the life that's going into you? It's not so easy to feel that, but it's a reality, and that should give us extra love for Hashem, knowing that we're having this connection to Hashem and want to be with Hashem. It's giving us all this life, so we got to talk about it. We got to accustom ourselves. We got to think about it. And that's the same thing. And that's where he continues. Ach, imenu yochel lahotziyam al agilu b'libo. Even though he can't bring it out to be revealed in his heart, to really feel this amazing love for feeling this closeness that the mitzvahs are bringing to Hashem, afal pi kein still, yochel lasuk b'torah mitzvahs lishman, you could still learn Torah and do mitzvahs for his sake. By imaging, picturing this type of love with your thought and with your mind. Tachlis ha'avahi, remember, the goal of this love, why do we want to love Hashem? Shal yada kiyum ha'Torah mitzvah l'shmo, because when we do the Torah mitzvahs, it's for His sake. It's not for our sake. U'kumvel el perek lamates, as we already learned earlier. Shikon she'ein adam osa dover, Bishvil lemale es ritzon chavero, just like we said before, a person will not fulfill the wishes of his friend, ela im kein ohavo, unless he loves his friend, oh yarim imenu, or he's afraid of him. That's what it is with friends, right? If a friend asks you to do a favor, do you do it or not? You know, Marshall. You know, yesterday, bless my daughter and my grandson. So is Lag Bomer. She wanted to make a upsharing for my grandson. All right, so, you know.
Is there a connection to that? Is that
for sure you make haircuts on Lag Bomer. It's a big thing.
Okay,
what did I say? I didn't say.
No, you did say it. I didn't connect upsharing with the haircut.
Yeah, so anyway, so, you know. Okay, so it's already the fourth child that they're giving the upsharing to. And like, I was like so busy yesterday. I'm so behind with the dinner and everything. It's just incredible. It's overwhelming everything. And then I just said, you know, listen, it's my daughter and it's my grandson and I love them. And, you know, I wouldn't go to anybody else's today, but it's my child, you know, my grandson. I love them and I'm going to do it for because I love them. And if I didn't love them, I wouldn't do it. That's plain and simple. And okay, so you know, an hour less of sleep, an hour, you know, at least you're an hour and a half there, you're falling further behind. You don't have a choice. So therefore, but that's what you do for love. That's what you do. But another person asks you, oh, Rabbi, will you come to my son's upsharon? You know, it's a person who casually knows who I am. So I'll very politely say, I'm really sorry, I'm very busy. That's all there is to it. There isn't a lot of love there, you know, but... So that's what generates, that's what happens with your friends, right? So therefore, where am I now? LMK, yeah. Kach, so it is. Kiyuma Torah mitzvahs. So how about learn doing Torah and mitzvahs also? What's going to motivate you? Kidei lamale es ritzon Hashem. It's to fulfill the will of Hashem. That's why you're doing it. Shezehu inyan lishma. That's what lishma means. Lishma means you're not going to shul because you like to be with the guys every day. You're going to shul because Hashem wants you to go to shul, and you love Hashem, and that's why you're showing Him your love for Him. So that's only going to happen only if you love or fear Hashem. So it is in our topic as well. Even though we are deficient in our love, we don't feel that love for Hashem as we, let's say, feel it to human beings that we love. Why do we need the love and the fear to do mitzvahs? Who sha'al yedeis and to make it lishma? Remember, that's the whole point. The whole point is you're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it. You're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it. That can only be if you love Hashem. So now you're trying to love Hashem, but I don't feel it. But still, but if you picture the love in your thoughts and in your mind, even though you don't feel it in your heart, at least activates lasuk b'Torah mitzvahs l'shma. You're at least doing Torah mitzvahs for the sake of Hashem and for no other reason. And that at least is good. So now where are the wings going to do? To fly it up to Shemayim? That's what he said. Machshava tova mitzareva samaisa. You at least had a good thought. You wanted that. You were thinking that. Okay, you couldn't do it. This mamash saves us, or else we'll be in big trouble. It's hard to feel this love to Hashem. And you don't have any wings. Okay, so at least you're thinking and you're saying it, and you're hoping it's gonna be one day. So it will still make it happen. Now, obviously, you know, it's still not the best. It's still not the best because if you really love somebody, you know, and you feel the love, you're going to do it different. You're going to do it better. There is a difference, you know. Let's say, yeah, okay, I love Hashem. I'm supposed to love Hashem, so I'm going to act as if I love Hashem. I'm going to go to shul. Going to shul, but you may not have as much kavana as if you really were loving Hashem. Then you have more kavana. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, but that's as far as we can go. But at least it's got some traction. It's better than no traction. Okay.
So love connected with appreciation.
Love can come from many, many places, and certainly appreciation is one of them. But you know, you've got to feel it. Remember, this is exactly what we spoke about last night. And that's what, you know, still it's the day after Lag BaOmer. That's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai brought to the Jewish people. Libi u'besori, my heart and my flesh, call out to Hashem. Look, to the living God. So that's what the Tanya's trying to accomplish for us, that it becomes ubasari. It's mamish my flesh. I feel it. And I'm expressing it. It's coming out. That's really what Chassidus is going to do for you. and how it gets you to look at the world. And appreciation is one of those things. Okay, umosi vote, and he continues, and again he repeats this idea. He's saying it so many times again, because he said it by one love, so now he's going to say it by the other love. Umachshava tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref es lamais. Again, a good thought, Hashem connects to the actions. So now, Benosef in the commentary, Benosef al mashav apuel shiyeh kima tervin shishma. In addition to the fact that love activates, that your fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs is for the sake of Hashem, what else does it do? Harehu poelas gam shialamala. Remember, it causes it to go up, causes it to ascend. Therefore, nikras ha'ava v'yira gatfin. We said that love and fear are gatfim, knafayim, their wings. You want your mitzvahs to go up. They got to be a spiritual thing. And if you're doing it through love and fear, you're putting spiritual life into it. Without love and fear, it's only an action, a dry action, body without a soul. So therefore, so now he's really, really subdividing this into such detail here. Now remember, there's a few aspects of this, what this mitzvah should be. You want the mitzvah, there's at least three things. Number one, we want you to do the mitzvah. Right? If you don't do the mitzvah, you get all these great feelings, it's worth very little. Right? So A, we want you to do the mitzvah. B, we want the mitzvah to be lishma, to be for the sake of Hashem, so it's a purely done mitzvah, as it were. C, we want the mitzvah to be infused with spirituality, so it ascends heavenly word, and it's of a spiritual nature, and it's something that goes up to Hashem. All right, so now a lot of things have to happen over here. So what if you're just thinking about this love, and you know you should be loving Hashem, but you don't feel this love? So what? How much of this are you getting? Well, A, you're doing the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah. B, for sure it's lishma, because it can't not be for lishma, because you don't even love Hashem when you're doing it. You're not feeling the love for Hashem. So you're not doing it for you. Believe me, I don't put on tefillin for me. It doesn't do much. I mean, I should feel that it does for me, but not on that level.
It doesn't strengthen your arm physically.
There's nothing I get out of it. It's just another way of filling up my day. Okay? But it's clearly, Hashem, I'm doing it for you. Now, it would be so much better if I'd be so bursting with love when I was doing it. That would, then man might even enjoy it. Right? But so the bursting of love that comes, that gives it the wings, that sends it up to Hashem. That's what really makes it into a spiritual reality of connection. So that's a little bit tricky, because where are the wings? So that's what he's saying. I lost the place totally over here. Mikol Mokum, I think, yeah? Still in all, Linya allows someone to make it go up. Tzorach Ava B'Yiskas, that has to, the love has to be revealed. That's how it gets the wings. Kidav Ga'os, because only then, Machnis Ava Chiyas B'Kim Adrivitz, then does the love put life into it. Right? You know that, right? You do something for your wife, right? And sometimes you lose your wife because you have to. You really have to, and you don't want to do it. There are many times, let's be honest, there are many times you really don't want to do it, and you're doing it only because that's the only way there's going to be peace in this house. Right? So you do it. But you ain't whistling and singing and hopping when you're doing it. You know, it just ain't happening. And there may even be a bit of a scowl on your face when you're doing this, right? So, you know, so like, is that action bringing you and your wife closer together? No, it's just preventing World War III. It's not bringing you closer together. You know, now, if imagine like pick a thing you loathe to do for your wife, but you do it. You know, you loathe, let's say, taking the garbage out. Please, just take a random example, so we're not going to be saying, I'm thinking about you, right? It's taking out the garbage, right? So, you know, your wife says, take out the garbage. And, you know, until you get around to do it, this and that. And then you come back and says, okay, I took out the garbage. Okay, so it's a zero. Now, if you didn't take out the garbage, it'd be minus 20. Okay, minus 20 is really bad place.
Pretty cold in the house. Yes.
That's really bad to be at a minus 20. You didn't take out the garbage, and then you know, and she had to take out the garbage. Oh, minus 40. It's like you're done. It's like, okay, you took out the garbage. Okay, you're at a zero. You're at a zero. Nah, if you go, oh dear, I just love taking out the garbage for you, because I know that a clean house is what you deserve, because you're my princess. And you mean it. You're not being sarcastic. Now you got a plus 20. Because she feels closer to you. Because you really love doing it. Or she wants you to help her with something. And you just, you don't want to help her. You know, it's like, she's having trouble with the computer, right? You know how to use a computer. And she's going to China. She's just making everything. Like, help me. And you know, and you're calm, and yes, it'd be my pleasure to help you, dear, this and that, because you, when you love the person, you're gonna want to do it. You know, it's my pleasure is to do that for you, dear. Well, then you just get closer from that. That's reality. Saying, okay, you're my wife. You ask me to do it, and I got to do it. But you know, I'm very busy. Can we just get this done with as quickly as possible, and then I can move on with what I really want to do. Then she's saying, dear, isn't what you really want to do to help me? So she says, no, I really have, I've got other things I'd rather do. Whatever, depending on the type of guy you are. One guy would rather watch the basketball game. One guy would rather go to his shear. One guy would rather sleep. Okay, now she's interfering in my life, but she is married to me, so she has rights to interfere, but I'm not going to necessarily be happy about that. So what it's meant to do is you're supposed to love the person more because you're doing these things, and that's the wings. So like we're saying with Hashem, it's the same thing with any relationship. You know, if you're going to, you ask someone to do something for you and they don't really want to do it and they do it, okay, you know it got done, but you don't feel any closer. You don't feel like that person was showering you with love. You don't feel the relationship is closer. So that's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the difference is, with a person, at least you have a chance to love them easier because they're right in front of you. Again, this is what Rabbi Shimon was trying to teach us. Rabbi Shimon was trying to teach us, even Ben Adam L'Chavero, that was his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, V'after Rechamocha, Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah. So, you know, you've got to go deeper. It's not just the action is what it's about. It's you go deeper. What's the feelings? And you have to express those feelings. Libi ubisari, express those feelings as you're doing it. And the feelings are coming out. The good vibe is coming out as you're doing it. And then it becomes fun. Right? Remember when you were dating your wife and you would go to fun places? You know, whatever you face, I don't know what was fun. You went to the aquarium or whatever you did. You went for a nice walk and you were happy and it was, so you felt some energy between the two of you. Now everything's a job. You got to do it. So, okay, you do it and it's, you know, okay, at least I'll get dinner tonight. You know, that's not bad. You don't do the garbage, you ain't getting dinner, you ain't getting nothing. All right, so it's the same thing with Hashem. You know, okay, so Lamaisa. Why'd you get up this morning so early to put on tefillin and this and that? Because I have to. What are you talking about? God's not going to be happy if I don't do it, right? So, okay. So it was for sure lishma. For sure lishma. I don't want to do it. I'm getting nothing out of it. It's lishma. But where are the wings? The wings now, that you got to at least think. You got to think how much I should be loving. Again, so this is why you say that, you know, before Pesukah Zimra, you say that Yehi Ratzon, you say Hareini Muchan Mezuman, I'm prepared to sanctify Kadosh Baruch Hu and bring the Shechina and the Kedusha Bricha together, and whatever I'm supposed to be doing, I hope I'm doing it, and I wish I'd have the right feelings. I wish that's the same thing. So you know, when you're learning anything, you say I wish I had the Kabbalistic understanding. And then be that. And the whole idea of the Kabbalah was to realize what your mitzvahs are doing. That's what Reb Chaim Voloshin says, even in the Nefesh HaChaim. I forget the end of which gate. The end of one of the gates. Last, I think the end of the first gate. If I'm not mistaken. He says, the whole reason there's Kabbalah, right? And to know the deeper understanding is that you're going to really appreciate what you're doing. you appreciate what you're doing. You know, you realize that when I'm, what we're doing here, you know, it might be stopping a Jew getting into a traffic accident now. During rush hour, and there's a din that they should get in a traffic accident, and there's four guys who are learning Tanya, struggling with the Tanya, and it's a challenge, right? And instead we could have been, you know, reading the newspaper now, whatever. And it creates energies. And you're saving people's lives. So that's all that's important over there.
So, Rabbi, when you accomplish that, if you can, in those instances where you can.
What, feel the love?
Feel the love or feel that it's accomplishing something. Is that taking away the lishma?
Like, no, because I'm not getting anything out of it.
You're getting
no. If you're saying I am learning Torah, so I should get the business deal today.
That's problematic.
That's problematic. I'm learning because I know I need a big one from Hashem.
That sounds like makes people daven.
Okay, it's better than not davening.
Right.
Okay, and depending on, you know, at least you're recognizing it's coming from Hashem. Okay, but is it really lishma? Is it really lishma? You know, you have to do a lot better than that. You got to say, well, I hope the meeting's going to go well. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to make $5 million. I already committed $3 million to run the yeshiva. The whole yeshiva is going to get from that. All right, then that's lishma. But if you're saying, no, I want a big deal because I'm almost ready to buy that island. I've been looking for it. Just $2 million off. And if I sink this deal, I got that island. Oh, Hashem, please give me this island. All right, that's not lishma, right? But certainly, you know, when you're asking for health and all those things, and the idea is I'm asking for help because without health, Hashem, I can't serve you, and without help, I can't pay the bills and pay the tuitions and send the kid to Jewish day schools. At the end of the day, it's all for Hashem.
Okay.
No matter, even if you have to get something, but I need to make money or I can't serve Hashem. If I didn't have to serve Hashem, I surely could make a lot less money. A lot less money. Just take the tuition bills right off the top. That's already 30, 40,000 I didn't have to make. And then keeping kosher is another 10 to 20,000.
Well, we end up saying that Hashem provides those things that we wouldn't make our income if we weren't.
Yeah, but I got to daven to Hashem for it. I got to daven to him for it. So that's what we're saying. So therefore you say, we're on the bottom paragraph now, Mikey,
yep,
yeah?
Yep.
I'm glad you're here, because otherwise I'd be totally lost. Shalachay. Therefore, Moshe, that's what the Tanya is adding. Should they see or have a at least picture the love in your mind? Hareza pol gamsha will activate that the mitzvah will go up. Fumitzad and because Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref as Hashem is going to connect it. Ki av shemachshava shemach rechok b'mashe b'me'amaisa. Even though the thoughts in your mind are very far from action, and don't put life. It doesn't really put life in your mitzvah. See how much Hashem is much nicer than your wife. Hashem connects as if you put life into it with a revealed heart of feelings and emotions. You know, so okay. So if your wife tells you I'm going to do this, you know, it'd be interesting if you'd preface, say, "Dear, I want to be honest. I really don't want to take out the garbage. Matter of fact, I hate taking out the garbage." And you know what? The reason I should want to take it is because I should really feel a great love for you to such an extent that this would be the greatest thing in the world for me to do. But dear, I have to admit, I don't feel that love for you so much that this request is like nothing. Because let's be honest, if you felt it was a burden, I don't understand. If you love somebody, you do whatever they want. I'll give you a simple example, okay? It's Thursday night, you're tired, Mikey. You're really tired, right? You get a call from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, direct from Eretz Yisrael. He goes, Michael, ich darf etwas von dir. What? He says, I have a big favor for you. He says, what is it, Rebbe? Take out the garbage for your wife. or he says, take out my garbage. You'd feel honored. To take out Reb Chaim Kanievsky's garbage, people will fight for it.
I'll be over as soon as I can.
It could be 11 hours, but I'll get there. You'd fight for it because it's Reb Chaim Kanievsky. What an opportunity to do that? To take out his garbage? Wow.
That's why Friday morning, though.
Whatever, I'm just saying. I said, that's amazing. Se'epis, your wife, you should love her more than Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, but that's what we talked about on the Tuesday Parsha class, the law of entropy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there, done that 36 years already. Come on, there's nothing new. There's nothing new in the marriage, right? She's like a piece of furniture, you know. Just get used to it. Didn't get excited about it. Well, that's a problem. That's a big problem. So that's what he's saying. It's a constant battle. You know, that's what he's saying. So at least, you daven to Hashem, please. I wish I would feel that I love you. I wish that I felt I would love you. Please. And I could picture that if I loved you, I'd be singing and dancing during davening. And I'd be running to davening. And I'd be lingering for davening. And I could picture what it's like. And I know I should be that way. And I wish I was this way. And Hashem, please help me be this way. And then you just don't feel anything. But Hashem has rachmanis on you. He says, okay, I'm going to give it as if, and it'll go up. You know, so again, you know, it depends. If you tell your wife, you know, I really wished I felt I loved you more. Depends what kind of wife you have. You know, if the wife really was loved you, she'd respect that and would help you. And other wives will blow a gut, so I wouldn't necessarily suggest you do that. You know, it's something, some things better not said. But sometimes the communication, you know, it depends on the wife. I'll say, you know, I really appreciate you shared your feelings with me. And let's talk about why this isn't happening. And, you know, maybe we could do something about it.
But to start a conversation by, I don't love you enough to do dot, 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 it doesn't matter what it is. You can't really start that way. I think part of the issue,
that's why I said Hashem is better than your wife.
Right.
Hashem understands. He understands. He built you this way. He gave you this Yetzirah. He gave you all these challenges. He certainly knows more than anyone else how hard it is to love him. And therefore, he cuts you a lot of slack. But he at least wants you to want to love him.
I think the biggest component is how much you see value in what's being asked of you. If you see zero value, then there really has to be a lot of love. If you can see partial value...
Well, the value is to connect. Is there a value in having a relationship?
So the real test is when you see no value in what's being asked of you, but only because...
It's utilitarian.
You asked to do it.
It's utilitarian.
No, but
In other words, the nanny could do it too. That's a whole new aspect now. It used to be in the Yiddish, your mama took care of her kids. There was so much love saturated in that it was ridiculous. It was like beyond. It was beyond. Now the nanny can do it. The fact that the nanny can do it, for some reason, has taken out the value if the mother does it now. Why can I do it if the nanny can do it? You got to realize the nanny still, you know, it's not the same. But now that's what it's all about now. That's communication, all these things. Used to be able to write a letter. Now I can just get the message across. That's the problem with the texting and the messaging is get the message across. But there's no feelings, no emotions, there's not enough characters for your emotions. Okay, there's a lot of things that don't need emotion. You're working, just give me, how much does this cost? No, I love you, it's $40. With great love, it's $40. It's not there. So that's what you're asking me. Okay, let's go to the top of the next page, still in the footnote, the commentary, top of the... Inyan Zed, this idea, Shemachsheva Tova Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Samayi, said Hashem connects the good thought to the action, Huvalel has been brought besamuch, was brought just before, Le'inyan Ava Kashi Koch Dimeni, we said that where love is an imaginary power. What are we talking about now that's different? Kanu Al Madrega Nemuchi, we're talking about even a lower level. It didn't even come into your heart at all. Before we're talking about machshavat, it at least was in the heart and was a good, strong image in your heart. Here, you feel something, but here we're talking about much lower, where there's nothing revealed at all. V'afilu lo bebechinas koch dimyoni, not even an imaginary love. V'rak b'tzir u'machshav moch, it's just a picture and a thought in his mind. Valvi is still in all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself is on my side. Still, we'll still connect that. Where it's not even a fantasy of love, where you're feeling a love in your fantasies. He says, you don't even feel, you feel nothing. But you have a picture. You have a picture. There's something called love. And there's a picture. And he gives a little footnote, Yud. Says, Ukumo Ashir. It's an analogy. A rich man. The rich man imagines his the vault with all the cash in it. There's a picture of it in his mind. He's got like $1 million of single dollar bills in the vault.
A
right?
Jack Benny.
Right? So he imagines his wealth, but Hare Ein HaOtzer Mamish B'mocho, the treasure house is not actually in his brain. Elitzir Bovad, it's just an image. Right? It doesn't like going in there and counting the bills in his mind and all that. It's just an image. So Yochel Lios Totsami said, I'm sorry, I went to the wrong place. So it is with our discussion. If the real love is in the heart, he has an image of what love would be like, but it's not. He doesn't even feel what's inside the heart. There's levels where you feel in the heart, but it hasn't come out. At least you're feeling something in the heart, but it's hard for you to bring it out. But here, you're not even feeling it in your heart. I feel nothing in my heart, but I know I'm supposed to feel something in my heart. You know, so then that's already a different story where, you know, the rich man, there's three levels of the rich man. The rich man can be in the vault throwing the money up and counting it and go, whoa, wow, all right? That's the highest level, right? Then he could mamish be thinking about the vault and enjoying his thoughts and saying, ah, I feel so great, but it's not the same as if I be in the vault. And then he says, you know, I just know I have a vault. And it would, and it could make me happy if I thought a lot about it, but I just don't have a lot of time. So that's what he has, right? Okay, we're going to stop over here. So it's so important. Maybe next week we'll do this big footnote. We'll decide.